I love dancing so much. So I was like, why not give it a shot? And I applied. And just to be, like, on the show, like, I just couldn't believe it. Like, the experience, it, like, that was my first time being on any, like, TV production or anything like that. So just to be on it was just, like such a huge blessing to see, like, my dreams becoming, like, a reality. So it was, I was, like, constantly pinching myself the whole time.
And what was the biggest moment on the show for you?
The biggest moment on the show had to be when Shakira said that I was the essence of a performer. That's when my mind was just, like, blown.
That's amazing. You think you're going to work with her one day?
Oh, that would be awesome. Yes, I would love to say yes. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I could see that happening. I mean, I'm putting it out into the universe right now that it's going to help.
Happen. I'm with it. Yes, it's going to happen this year. Let's go.
Nice. And what other kinds of dance are you trained in?
I'm honestly not really trained in any specific art form of dance, because I've never been trained before, because I've mostly just learned from, like, YouTube and things like that. But I'm very into what would you call it, like, pop lock and, like, waving and things like that, more of like a freestyle.
Okay. I'm impressed that you learned on YouTube. I hear a lot of people say that, and I find it so impressive. Is it more difficult than learning from a person? I'm just curious how this works.
I'm not sure, because I don't really have, like, that to compare it to. I would think it might be a little more difficult, because I'm sure when you have that person in front of you, like, telling you, like, you know, these are the steps, and they can slow it down when you need them to. With me learning it from, like, YouTube, I'm, like, looking at it, like, full speed, like, already being, like the end result, and I'm just, like, I'm the one pausing it and, reversing and going again and things like that.
And what was, other than Shakira, talking about Shakira, what else were some of your highlights of being on the show?
Honestly, just meeting everybody from my episodes. Everybody was just like, because we're all from, like, so variety of different, like, walks of life. And it was just cool to all connect on, like, one thing, which is dance. And also just being able to perform. I love, like, feeding off the energy of the crowd, connecting with people in the crowd, seeing the judges, like, love what I'm doing. Like, that's what really, like, fuels me. It's, like, people's reactions. So I was, like, super psyched about all of that.
And what's next for you?
Oh, man, I'm hoping big things. I'm trying to get more out there with, like, dance studios and things like that, just to see if I can get, like, an agency. I really want to go on a tour. So, like, that's a big goal that I have for myself. And I'm also thinking about, like, maybe opening up a dance studio. I also, like, dabble in music, so I'm going to see. Everything's, like, limitless right now. So everything, like, that's, like, pertaining to entertainment and performing, I'm just gunning for.
And I know you can do it. You're going to be absolutely amazing at it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course. And one thing I like asking people I interview is, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
Ooh, a fun fact. I would say a fun fact about myself is that I'm a huge fangirl. Like, whenever I get super excited, like, I go on rants, and it's just, like, I have, like, a whole bunch of energy, and so I can talk, like, very, very quickly. And it's just, like, I get so excited when other people are excited or when other people are, like, just winning. I'm just, like, such a huge, like, supporter and fangirl of other people.
I do that, too. I love it. I think it's so much so good to support other people. It makes them so happy. It makes me happy to support them.
Yeah, exactly.
And since we're a TV site, what are you watching these days?
Ooh. I actually just finished. It's already done. Like, it's been done, but I just finished watching Dickinson, And that show's like amazing. That show's amazing. I was obsessed.
I've never seen it. Is it really good?
Yes, you should definitely see it. It's on Apple TV. It has Hailee Steinfeld in it, and she plays Emily Dickinson. Like, I learned so much about Emily Dickinson from the show Dickinson that I did in school. Like, it's incredible.
I gotta check that out. I like that. I like stuff like that. And what would you say was your guilty pleasure TV show or movie?
Ooh, guilty pleasure. I would have to say my guilty pleasure movie is probably High School Musical.
Oh, I love that movie, yeah. Heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. It's just something so comforting and cute about it.
It really is. It really is. I know all the dance steps. I know all the lyrics.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. And the music always puts me in a good mood, so.
Yes, yes.
Wonderful. And where can we follow you on social media so they can continue to follow your career?
Yeah, you can find me at yep, it's Janae, so YEPITSJANNA. And that's my social media across like TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and everything like that. And then I also have a YouTube channel. That's just my name, which is Janae. And yeah.
Perfect. Well, it was a pleasure to speak to you. Good luck. I'm proud of you, and I can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this call.
No problem. We'll talk again soon.
All righty.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.